Breaking Dam, written by The Problematique and read by Sunkit and Shash. A Stray Kids fic, rated explicit, featuring the pairing Bang-chan / Lee Felix. Additionally tagged for plot what plot / porn without plot, explicit sexual content, omurashi, dom sub undertones, and under negotiated kink. Summary. Felix breaks up with his boyfriend and asks his roommate to cuddle him through the night. Chan makes a mess. Chan realizes that he has already gotten used to falling asleep cuddling Felix about 2 weeks into the practice. In the wake of Felix's terrible breakup with his boyfriend, Felix had crawled into his roommate's bed and essentially moved in there. Every night since that first awful, tear-stained one, Felix has come to him instead of staying in his own room, and Chan is happy for it to continue. Felix gets so much relief from physical contact, skinship. Chan knew this before it happened, so it makes sense to him that he needs Chan in this way, now that he needs extra reassurance and comfort after getting hurt. They alternate who spoons who, but no matter what, Felix is wrapped all around him, clinging to Chan so tightly that he sometimes wakes up with cute little vicious bruises on his arms or sides. He doesn't mind it. Or not minding has magnanimous, self-sacrificial implications, and Chan is neither. He loves it. Felix's warm body wrapped fully around his is surprisingly conducive to sleep, where that doesn't come naturally to Chan if he's alone. He still takes longer to knock out than Felix, but the fact that he's forced to keep a somewhat conventional sleep schedule actually regulates him and helps keep him accountable to the sleep hygiene tips recommended by his doctor. It's medicinal, really. He also takes less trips to the bathroom for fear of disturbing Felix when he does, but he doesn't mind that change either. He's always had a sensitive bladder, but Felix's presence forces him to hold off more. There's been more than one occasion where he wakes up with some pressure on his lower abdomen, but Felix is half on top of him, or under him, legs entangled and head pillowed on Chan's bare chest or shoulder or back. He started wearing underwear to bed again for him, but sleeping in shirts is simply too uncomfortable. Whenever that happens, he tries to ignore the urge and fall back asleep, putting off the separation until it's truly inescapable and can't be delayed any further. On one such evening, after they both drank a little bit of Friday night wine, Chan wakes up on his side with Felix wound around him as tightly as can be, a leg thrown over Chan's hip so that his ankle digs into the back of Chan's thigh, and they are pressed crotch to crotch. The pressure is what woke him. Chan tries to internally gauge whether he can wait, and decides that he can, for now. He holds Felix even closer and inhales a warm, wet breath directly from the side of his neck, thinking that he'd do anything for Felix, so some mild discomfort is nothing. Unfortunately, he wakes up an indeterminate amount of time later with a worsening urgency. It's not terrible, but he feels full. His lower abdomen twinges a little, dick twitching as it confuses the pressure signals for arousal. Felix makes a low, sad noise, snuffling lightly in his sleep. Chan feels himself frown in concern. He hated Andrew, and he was viciously glad that Felix finally let him go, but he can't feel good about anything that's causing Felix pain. His cute, happy little Lixie, who is so giving, so cheerful all the time. He can't quite fall all the way back asleep, such is his discomfort, but he drifts a little, in and out of dreams where he blankets Felix with his whole body, much as he is doing now, and protects him from a shadow he can't see. The dreams take a turn, as they are wont to do, towards the graphic, as Chan imagines Felix looking up from under him, spreading his legs for him, sweetly asking him to come inside. Doesn't Chan want to get even closer? He dreams of Felix asking for his dick like it, too, will provide him with the comfort he needs, like it's the key that will unlock Felix's sadness. And then he wakes again to Felix completely unconscious and a half-hard semi pushing into Felix's front. The pressure in his abdomen is a lot worse, and Chan tries to shift his hips back to get the feeling of fullness in his bladder to ease off, but Felix just scoots closer. His breaths remain even, but his eyebrows furrow in displeasure at Chan's attempt for space. Chan's dick keeps kicking, twitching against Felix's groin. He feels really warm, and in his half-awake delirium, he keeps fantasizing about sheathing himself in Felix, like that will provide the same kind of relief that actually relieving himself will. His hips give a little abortive twitch when Felix arches into him, rubbing their fronts together. They've both gotten a little hard a couple of times, sharing a bed together, but they don't ever acknowledge it after. Nothing comes of it. Eventually, it goes away, or someone takes a trip to the bathroom. It might be time for Chan to go to the bathroom. For more than one reason. He's squirming, legs shifting, and yeah, he has to go. He has to. Now. He starts disentangling Felix from him, gently but firmly, and Felix makes a soft noise of displeasure and then opens his eyes. It's still nighttime, no hint of dawn through the blinds yet, but the moonlight shows Chan the utter betrayal on his face in high definition. "Bathroom, Lexi," he murmurs, apologetic. Felix is so close to him that he looks cross-eyed, maybe a little confused and bleary still. There's no understanding on his features, despite Chan's words. "Chan," he whimpers, trying to cling to him. Chan's gut clenches, his dick hardening further. The pressure is getting really bad. "I gotta go to the bathroom, Lexi," he whispers. "I'm coming back." Felix is shaking his head, and Chan is starting to panic a little, pushing his limbs away and trying to slide out of bed. "Chan," Felix whines. "Chan." His eyes are open, but he's not entirely there. "Don't leave me." "I'm not, baby, I'll be right." He succeeds in disentangling himself, and he stumbles out of bed with a sensation of being fit to burst. "Be right back," he gasps, and quickly stumbles to the bathroom, tugging himself out of his boxers the second he's through the door of the suite, which he can't even be bothered to close as he rushes to position himself over the toilet bowl. He's almost all the way hard, which makes it more difficult, so he tries to brace himself against the wall and aim down as best as he can, abs clenching to push past that first resistance so he can finally go. But he hears some shuffling by the bed, and then, the second before he's able to start, "Felix."
"Johnny,"
Felix rumbles, suddenly in the bathroom with him. "Felix," Chan gasps, the instinctive clench of trying to hold it in again, now painful.
I just have to pee. Please, can't you?"
Felix sways a little where he stands, and then he walks behind Chan and drapes himself over his back, releasing a contented sigh as soon as they're touching again.
"It's fine. Go."
He wraps his arms around Chan's waist, tucking his head into the side of Chan's neck. You can go. Chan trembles, the effort of keeping himself together beginning to surpass him. He has to go. He has to. Felix doesn't sleepwalk. He must be somewhat conscious, so it's probably okay. Need help? Felix whispers, and suddenly Chan is gone. The stream hits the toilet bowl in a powerful jet, and he hiccoughs out a whimper with the relief of it, legs shaking where he stands. Felix jerks behind him, pushing his hips into Chan's ass. Chan lets out a low, hoarse moan, trying to quiet it by tipping his head back to open up his throat and releasing more air than sound, but then his head ends up on Felix's shoulder and he can't move it away. He feels his dick flex in his grip, fighting his aim to try to curve up, his confused pelvis rocking forward like he's fucking into someone instead of emptying his bladder into the toilet bowl. The tinkling of the water in the porcelain doesn't conceal his airy sighs, even though he manages to stop moaning after a little while. But it also doesn't conceal Felix's little sounds. Felix is pushing his entire weight forward into Chan, and Chan, as his stream slows to a trickle, starts to realize that Felix is grunting, softly snuffling into him, and the pressure of him against Chan's ass feels like he's hard, like Felix's hard dick is nudging into him. When he's finally done, Chan sighs his biggest one yet, the absence of pain and pressure a pleasurable high of its own. He's mortified that he couldn't talk Felix out of giving him some privacy, but he's so glad that he can't regret it too much. He's also not sure what to make of Felix's erection, but then, in the silence, Felix suddenly steps away. "Bed?" he says, not acknowledging it. Chan won't either, then. "Yeah, just let me wash my hands," Chan murmurs, turning to do just that. Felix stands there, watching him, until Chan starts to walk back into the bedroom, and Felix follows. When the time comes to lie down together again, Felix throws a leg over Chan's like it's no big deal, but he keeps his hips angled away. Chan's erection is still there, but he doesn't say anything about it as per Felix's lead, and that's that. Eventually, the warm embrace of sleep envelops him again. They don't talk about it. Felix keeps sleeping with him, even though he cries less, and Chan is happy. He's been in love with Felix since they met, of course, but he's always known Felix doesn't feel the same. Some asshole tried to tell Chan that Felix had firmly friend-zoned him right off the bat, as if Felix's friendship isn't incredibly precious to him, but he doesn't care. It doesn't matter that Felix doesn't see him that way. He's happy to be Felix's friend. And now, he's happy to be helpful to Felix, and to get to cuddle him every night and provide him some comfort. They go another couple of weeks without any incident. Chan makes it until the morning almost every night before he has to take a piss, and if he gets a little warm and a lot hard at the memory of that hazy moment, he doesn't need to linger on it. It does mean that he wakes with an extra sense of urgency and has to get to the toilet in a bit of a rush, but the moment where his pressure suddenly releases, that peak, feels really fucking good in and of its own, now that he holds it in for longer than he used to. It's normal to get a bit chubbed up at a good, warm feeling. It's okay that he's taken to jerking off right after, still over the toilet bowl with his sensitive cock beating and dripping, pre-cum or urine still, a mix of both, until his release splatters into the porcelain as well. Felix doesn't need to know.
Ah, that was good soup.
Chan sighs, rubbing his belly and leaning back against the headboard. Felix snuggles up to him, smiling happily because he was the one who suggested it. A truly industrial amount of broth went into his bowl, and now sits comfortably in his stomach. He also had a bit more wine than he meant to, but Felix was refilling his own glass, so he ended up matching him cup for cup. They only do wine on Fridays, but Chan doesn't normally drink at all, so it gets him giggly and silly pretty quick.
"Glad you liked it," Felix mumbles, closing his eyes.
He wriggles an arm under Chan's neck, and his other one drapes over his shoulder, burying his face in Chan's throat. His stomach is flush with Chan's again, his thighs sliding between Chan's. His hand massages Chan's deltoid like it's his personal stress ball.
It's good.
Chan smiles into his hair, fond.
Am I just a stress toy to you?
Felix giggles, a bit tipsy, too.
No, you're my Chani, my cuddle buddy, he hums. You're like a body pillow, but better. So much better. You're so warm, strong, and hot.
You already said warm, Chan points out, ears on fire.
Oh, right, and your muscles are so good. You're seriously the best cuddler ever.
He sounds softly slurred by the end, the word seriously coming out as sursely.
Oh, wow.
Chan knows Felix is just being hyperbolic, but he can't help the way his stomach flips at the praise.
Wow. Thank you, Lixie. I'm glad. I like this. Cuddling, helping you.
Felix burrows even further into him.
I like this too. So much.
His voice goes even lower, softening and slowing.
I like you so much. So much.
His grip on Chan loosens, palm just resting on his shoulder.
Smudge, Jenny,
he echoes. It always amazes him how quickly Felix can fall asleep sometimes. Chan distantly thinks that he may need to pee in a little bit. But it can wait, and he can wait until Felix is fully asleep, so he's not jostling him right after Felix settled in. He ends up falling asleep himself. This time, he dreams in abstracts. Felix is there as a presence, but not in corporeal form, and Chan himself is liquid. He's trying to melt into the cracks and crevices of Felix, to soak him through and leave his mark on him, but it's Felix as a concept, not in his sturdy body. Chan is a stream. Chan is a wave. Felix is the shore, receiving him. He doesn't just want to pour himself onto him. He wants them to meld together. He wakes at some point later with his head ringing and an inescapable urge. His hips are rocking forward, or were in his sleep. He stills them as soon as he realizes, but he's hard again. And fit to burst again. Fuck, Felix is all over him. He starts the process of detangling them, because this cannot wait. The vice-like grip Felix attaches himself with, loosening with some coaxing. He tries not to give in to his urgency, to be gentle, but he must be too forceful, because Felix makes a soft sound and slits his eyes open.
Can I come?
Felix slurs. Chan freezes. Felix blinks languid, long-lashed lids at him. His mouth is slack on the pillow, half open from sleep, but he starts to sit up. Chen says.
Okay.
He gets up, wincing with how it jostles him, and Felix does too. They walk into the bathroom, and Felix slides behind him like he did last time. Chen is so hard and so desperate, but he's hesitant.
Felix slides a palm around his hip, stopping at the waistband of Chen's underwear.
You're hard, he whispers.
Chen shudders.
Yeah. Sorry. Can I help?
Chen whimpers. He's so confused, for multiple reasons, but there is one thing at the forefront of his mind, and that's that he needs to go.
What?
Felix slides his hand a little lower, slowly, giving Chen plenty of opportunity to refuse.
I'll help,
he prompts, little fingers tracing Chen's erection through the thin fabric. It feels so exquisite that Chen gasps, and a small trickle of, he doesn't know, probably urine, blurts from his tip and wets the underwear through.
Fuck,
he whines, and Felix quickly takes him out, tugging the shaft down towards the toilet bowl. But Chen's already started to go. Warm piss is dribbling all over Felix's fist. Oh, shit.
Fuck, sorry,
he gasps, shuddering, finally aimed most of the way there, pelvis tilted down so his rock-hard dick doesn't make a worse mess, and then it's flooding out of him.
Sorry.
Felix buries his face in Chen's nape again, and then he's pressing himself into the plush give of Chen's ass, his erection slotting between Chen's cheeks.
That's it, Felix whispers, low and guttural. That's it, Chen-Yi.
Chen's knees almost buckle, and he can't hold back the breathy, low moans of relief, the pleasure of it racking through him, as he goes and goes and goes, and Felix starts nudging into him. It's subtle, a grind that drags Felix's little erection in and out, and Chen is so hard that his stream stutters, almost stops, even though he has more to give.
Shh,
Felix mumbles, petting his dick like it got shy.
Shh, it's okay.
He smears his wet fist up and down the length of it, and Chen jerks into the touch, and then he's going again, and it feels so good it's almost like coming.
That's it, Felix rumbles.
Chen is softly whining, and Felix is still moving his hand up and down his dick, like he's milking him. It feels so good that Chen gets lost in the feeling, until the sound of his own stream finally slowing makes him aware of what he's about to, what he's going to.
Lexi, I'm done, he whispers. You sure, Chen-Yi?
Felix croons, sounding languid, unhurried to Chan's pressured, stressed tone.
You sure that was everything?
He's still pumping him, and Chen is about to have a very different kind of accident.
Yeah, please, I'm done. I'm good,
he whispers, and pushes Felix's arm away. Felix lets go of him immediately, and Chen staggers to the sink to wash his hands before he realizes it's Felix who needs to. Felix saves him the trouble of speech, sidestepping him and taking the soap to lather up. Chen tosses his underwear in the laundry basket and goes to fetch a fresh pair, tugging them over his massive erection, tending it obscenely, but left without a better choice. He's back in bed by the time Felix returns, and he can't help noting the bulge at the front of Felix's sleep pants, the erection he felt pressed up against him. They end up back in bed, for the first time not plastered together, but Felix still curls in Chen's direction, body arched in a half-moon shape towards him. They still don't acknowledge what happened, but the following evening, Felix brings the water pitcher out of the fridge during dinner and sets it on the table, which they don't usually do. Chan blinks, confused, but Felix doesn't comment on it, and instead he refills Chan's glass. Often. Chan doesn't say anything about it, but he drinks. When Felix says, "I know it's Saturday, but should we have a little wine with dessert?" Chan just nods, lifting one finger to indicate the single glass he intends to drink, but then he ends up drinking three anyway, through no insistence of Felix's. He doesn't use the bathroom the whole evening, even though it crosses his mind. He slides into bed with an arm already open for Felix to shuffle into, and tucks him under his armpit with a happy, tipsy sigh. Felix grinds his front into Chan's hip a little before settling, but Chan can feel him, and he's mostly soft. He wishes he was brave enough to offer himself for that, too. Just a friendly invitation, for Felix to use him in this way as well. But he's not, so he stays silent, and soon Felix's breathing has evened out. He somehow also falls asleep a few moments later. When Chan wakes up, he hears a low, soft sigh that tapers into a moan, and realizes it's him before he realizes why. He's got the meat of Felix's thigh over his erection, and he was rubbing himself on it and smearing a trail of wetness there, warm, welcoming flesh giving to his rock-hard need. His crotch is soaked through, and for a gut-wrenching moment, he's afraid he really did pee himself in bed. But no, his bladder is full to bursting, and whatever he's put out has been pre-cum, beating at the tip of him, not a full loss of control yet. But he's about to. He rips away from Felix with a lot less delicacy than he's tried to cling to in the past, stumbling to the bathroom, fumbling with his boxers, and making a pained grimace as his hand closes around his shaft. And then he's going, almost missing the bowl because he has to hunch over and spread his legs in a wide stance, canting his hips to aim. He can't help the shaky, strangled sound that wrenches from his throat as a powerful stream hits the water, and the pain tips into a flood of pleasure, body trembling with relief, relief, relief. He doesn't hear Felix come in this time, but he feels him, a hand on his back, a gentle warning, and then Felix's growl by his ear. "Can I?" He doesn't know what Felix is asking, but he knows he'll give it to him, whatever it is. So he nods, still going, still feeling so good he doesn't even know what to do with it. Felix wraps his arms around Chan's waist again and grinds into his ass, this time deliberate from the start, making a soft noise of his own relief at the contact. His right hand slides down to Chan's dick, and slowly, carefully, takes over the grip, squeezing in a way that's almost proprietary.
"Feels good," he murmurs. "You feeling good, Chani?"
Yeah. Chan nods, scrunching his eyes closed.
His hips keep nudging forward and back, onto the pressure of Felix and into the thin air he so wishes was a mouth. The hole, a tighter clench than Felix's little fist, even though that feels so amazing, too.
"Yeah, so good."
Felix starts moving his hand rhythmically, up, down, jerking him faster, then faster, and Chan shudders, spine arching, toes digging into the floor tile.
"It's okay,"
Felix breathes. He's still moving his hips, little aborted jerks,
Jenny, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Felix groans, just as Chan's dream finally ends, and then...
You done? Are you done?
Felix pants, pelvis kicking forward. He's so hard. Chan is so fucking close to coming.
Oh, I... Fuck. Lex, I'm done. You gotta stop or I'm gonna...
Felix whimpers and licks some of Chan's sweat down his neck, humping him so insistently that he's jostling him now, and Chan's stomach cramps with a sudden warning.
Felix,
he gasps, and then he's coming his brains out, heat juddering up his limbs and pouring out of him, the sensitized clench of his lower gut driving him to a high he's not used to. Something so good, he hears himself cry out like it's another person, like he's not in his own body. Felix sobs and jerks him through it, and then Chan feels wetness seep behind him as well, and is confused for a delirious moment until he realizes Felix is coming. Felix came from this. Fuck. His spent dick twitches in Felix's looser grip, a small dribble of cum eking out.
Fuck.
Felix sighs, staying glued to him.
Fuck.
They breathe harshly together, the sound echoing in the bathroom.
Wow.
Chan feels sluggish, head ringing from how hard he came, how empty he feels.
Back to bed,
Felix whispers, grinding into Chan's ass one last time before he steps back. Chan nods and spends a moment standing there without knowing what to do or how to walk until Felix takes his hand and pulls him. He stumbles after him, remembering to pull his underwear back up, but not remembering about washing his hands until they're back in bed.
I didn't...
Shh, Felix soothes, shifting so he's lying half on top of Chan again.
Just sleep, Chani. It's okay.
Chan wonders if Felix is uncomfortable in his wet underwear.
Shh, just sleep.
Felix rubs soothing circles around Chan's naked chest.
Sleep, baby.
Chan really thought he wouldn't be able to, but he does. The following morning, Felix acts like nothing happened, again. So Chan does too, again. They don't see each other much all day. Chan is holed up in his room working, and Felix is out teaching his Sunday classes, returning in the evening all sweaty and glowing from dancing all day. Dinner is muted, but comfortable. Chan, once again, a bit more generous with his water intake than usual, Felix refilling his glass attentively, with neither of them acknowledging it. As they're getting into bed, Felix smooths his palm along the bedsheets with a contemplative look before he lies down.
These are waterproof, right?
He says, a distant look in his eye. Chan winces. Yes. It's awkward to tell him why, but he feels like the question came with an implied need for follow-up explanation. You know how... girls sometimes. Felix blinks. He looks at Chan like he's never seen him before in his life, and then he blushes.
You got all the girls squirting for you, Chani?
Chan blushes too. His ears burn.
Not all of them. Just sometimes.
Wow.
Felix laughs, but it's... something is off about it.
Mr. Sex God over here. I guess I knew from hearing it across the apartment, but I didn't imagine.
You heard me?
Chan cries, mortified.
No, never you.
Felix says quickly,
Only them.
Chan stills, and Felix does too.
Sorry. Don't be sorry, Chani.
Felix slides toward him, but slowly, laying himself down like a predator animal demonstrating his docility.
You're all about your partners, aren't you? Nothing to be sorry about.
Chan lies down, too, so flushed his face feels like it's radiating heat, but he can't think of anything to say in response to that, so he just whispers, "Thank you."
"You're welcome," Felix rumbles.
He turns sideways with his back to Chan, then looks over his shoulder.
"Spoon me?"
he asks, batting his eyes up at him. Chan goes, of course, and prays for his dick to stay soft and his sleep to keep him under until the morning. A little anticipatory thrill even tingles through him at the thought of how it's going to feel to wake up so full and let it all go, and how fucking amazing it's going to feel to jerk off over the toilet bowl right after, thinking of fucking the warm space between Felix's thighs. Fuck, he's chubbing up already. Stop. Stop it. Felix hums, wriggling in his embrace. He tangles their legs together.
That's good.
Chan squeezes him.
I'm glad, he murmurs,
lips grazing Felix's nape. He breathes deeply from it, Felix's scent acting as his personal chloroform and sending sleep signals to his brain right away. For once, the sleep seems to be dreamless. He wakes up and it's still dark, which is disappointing, but he doesn't want to risk waiting after what happened last time. The pressure in his bladder is too demanding, and he's lifting himself up off of Felix to go when Felix's nails dig into his bicep. Hard.
"John," he whispers, arching back into him. "Don't."
Chan will not be able to hold it if he doesn't go now.
I have to. Here.
Felix pushes back against him again, and Chan's dumb dick twitches at the warmth and contact, sliding between Felix's legs with a happy, pleasurable friction.
"Do it here."
"Do what here?" Chan is so tense his muscles are trembling, sore from holding himself rigid in place while Felix squirms in front of him, rubs himself over him. His hips start to nudge forward, rhythmic, contained, small jerks that he can't help as his stupid body chases the relief he can't yet have.
"Please," Felix breathes. "Please, Johnny. Fuck."
He moves an arm down and curves his shoulder forward on that side with an unmistakable motion, his squirming getting much worse.
"Oh, fuck. Chan Hyung, please, give it to me, please."
Chan isn't sure what he means, even though the unmistakable fact that Felix is enjoying the rigid pressure of his dick against his ass is clear. But Chan can't come right now, can't do anything but think of pissing, and if he lets go...
"Let go,"
Felix gasps, panting. His arm is jostling up and down.
"Let go, Chani. Fuck, please."
Chan jolts as Felix shoves his hips back, the movement slotting his dick in even further, and then he grunts as he feels a trickle come out, wetting through his underwear and warming the space between Felix's legs even further.
"Oh, fuck,"
he croaks, high in his throat, but he can't stop it. Can't help it. After the first warning dribble, his body rebels against his desperate attempts to wrestle back control, and he just goes. He whines and spurts into Felix, dick throbbing as the stream soaks them, soaks the fabric, soaks Felix, feels the high of relief come from the base of his spine, pulses of pleasure that have his hips fucking forward like he's actually fucking Felix, body shuddering and loosening despite his best efforts, eyes rolling back as the feeling starts to become all he can think about, the burning shame offset by the scorching, bone-juddering bliss and flood of endorphins.
Oh, fuck yes,
Felix rasps, the movements of his arm speeding up.
Fuck. Johnny, keep going. Does that feel good? You feeling good, Johnny?
Yeah,
Chan moans, rocking into him still.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Don't stop, okay? Let it all out, baby. Come on. I want you to relax. Just let it out. Just let yourself feel good. Please.
Chen shakes his head, but it's more of a boneless lull than a purposeful gesture.
I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
He presses into him over and over, the fuck of his hips eliciting a wet, slapping sound even as he's slurring his words.
So good. So sorry. Feels so good. That's right. Sorry. So sorry. Sorry, baby. Fuck.
Felix cries and jerks in his arms, body tensing like a bowstring, and then slumping back into Chen with a spent sigh. Chen doesn't stop. So far gone at this point, a different kind of building pressure as his stream slows down, and he buries his face in Felix's neck in shame as he feels the orgasm coming.
I'm gonna come,
he whines, speeding up his thrusting.
Felix, I'm gonna come, please, I'm so fucking sorry, please.
Felix shivers and tries to turn his head to look at him. Chen feels it against his hair, but he can't bring himself to move from where he's hidden his face, or he's drooling on Felix's nape.
Feels that good, huh?
Felix murmurs, and then Chen feels his stubby little fingers on his own hand wrapped around Felix's waist, pulling that hand down to Felix's stomach, which is sticky with something other than Chen's piss.
Look what you made me do, Chani.
He pants, smearing Chen's hand in his calm.
You should feel good, too. Let me hear you calm, yeah? Let me feel it. Want you to. I really want you to.
A wounded cry gets wrenched from Chen's throat, and is barely muffled into Felix as his hips shove forward one last time, and he comes, a wet, hot mess joining another wet, hot mess in his underwear. It feels so good that he loses time, body hypersensitized and coming for way longer than he thought he could, completely drenched in sweat and so many other fluids. He regains awareness to the sounds of his own quiet, pained little moans as he finishes grinding into Felix in the come down, Felix cooing soothing noises back at him, interlacing their sticky, filthy fingers over his stomach and resting his weight fully on Chen's front.
Fuck,
Chen sighs, unable to hold on to tension after all that release.
That was so good,
Felix murmurs.
Holy shit.
Yeah?
Felix rolls a little, so he's lying with his back to the mattress, looking up at Chen, facing him.
Yeah.
He blinks.
Can I wash you?
Chen falters.
Huh? Can I?
Felix motions to them.
I know you're about to go shower. I want to wash you.
He looks between Chen's eyes.
And I want you to piss on my chest next time.
He blinks earnestly.
And I want to cockworm you when we sleep. And if you have to go in the night, I want you to go inside me. And I want to blow you, obviously. And, oh, would you let me fuck you while your bladder's full? And I could sit on you while you work sometime.
Felix, Felix stops. He's breathing shallowly, but he looks totally relaxed and unapologetic. What? Chan is so far out of his depth, it's crazy. You just went through a breakup. Are you sure that starting some sort of, how would he even describe this? A kink-based relationship with me is the best? Oh, Andrew and I broke up because I'm in love with you, Felix says, like Chan is stupid. Chan is so, so stupid. What?
Yeah, I thought that was obvious. I mean, I definitely want the kink-based sex life for some of it, but I also want the relationship.
For the first time, Felix looks shy.
Sorry, I should have started there, right? Will you date me?
Forget about the part where I'm in love with you, and want you to piss in my mouth.
I mean, I hadn't mentioned that yet, had I?
Shit.
Sorry, I...
Chan kisses him, quick and chaste, and that shuts him up. Felix blinks.
Is that...
Chan smiles, and kisses him one more time, still delicate. I love you too, he says. Let's go shower and go on a date first, yeah? Felix grins.
Okay. And we can discuss the cock warming?
Jen giggles, shoving up onto his elbows to get out of their messy tangle.
Sure, Lixie. We can discuss the cock warming. The end. Thanks for listening.